"What is this place?" Dooku asked after Palpatine had welcomed him into the Limurge building. "An old factory. It was owned by Hego Damask, but he deeded it to me before he died." Dooku's brow wrinkled. "For what purpose?" "He thought I might have some use for it in jump-starting a plan of urban revitalization." Back on Coruscant for a little over a month, Palpatine was wearing a cowled cloak closed at the neck by a Sith clasp, ostensibly as protection against acid-laden rain that was falling in the works. Dooku was dressed as a civilian, in tight-fitting trousers and a smart cape. The former Jedi regarded the factory's enormous main room.
"No Senate guards?"
"They're within comm range, should I need them."
"I would have thought you at least wanted me to see your new office," Dooku said, brushing beads of water from his shoulder. "Then I recalled what you said last time we spoke about our not being seen together in public."
Palpatine waved negligently.
"The office is temporary. One more suited to the position is already in the planning stages."
Side by side, they began to walk through the room.
"So you've hooked them already," Dooku said.
Palpatine feigned a look of innocence.
"Not at all. The Appropriations Committee approached me with the idea of constructing a dome near the Senate building that will also serve as a docking facility."
"You appear to be very pleased with the idea."
"Most pleased."
Dooku stopped to study him.
"Your truer nature begins to reveal itself, I think."
When Palpatine made no response, he added,
"Congratulations, by the way, on Naboo's defeat of the Trade Federation. An odd series of events, wouldn't you agree?"
Palpatine nodded and resumed a measured pace.
"Everyone involved, including me, underestimated the abilities of our queen. It pained me to learn that Master Qui-Gon had been killed."
He paused momentarily.
"Was it his death that firmed your decision to leave the Order?"
"To a degree," Dooku said, scowling. "I've learned recently that another of my Padawans, Kumare Vosa, is alive."
"I hope that's some consolation," Palpatine started to say.
"It isn't, as she is said to be leading the Bando Gora."
Dooku looked at him.
"She could be a danger to the Republic, Supreme Chancellor."
"Then thank you for the warning. How did the Council react to your departure?"
"Not well. They demanded more explanation than I was willing to provide."
"And Master Sifo-Dyas?"
Dooku frowned.
"He knew that my leaving was simply a matter of time, although he did say something I found to be rather curious. He said that if I had any designs on instigating dissent, he would be one step ahead of me."
Palpatine shook his head in confusion.
"Are you planning to instigate dissent?"
Dooku smiled faintly.
"My first order of business is to reclaim my title."
"Count Dooku," Palpatine said, assessing the sound of it. "Somehow it suits you better than Master Dooku."
"I'm tempted to adopt a new name altogether."
"A new beginning."
"Perhaps I should do as you've done."
"As I've done," Palpatine said.
"Call myself Dooku, as you retitled yourself Palpatine."
"I see. Well, what meaning is conveyed by a name in any case?"
Again, he paused for a long moment.
"I understand that Qui-Gon fell to a lightsaber."